Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello friends, Clinton Baptiste here. You know, people often ask me, what is the secret to long life? Well, one word, spirituality. It's a fact, people imbued with spirit live longer. That is true. Will you just indulge me? I've been reading this book about Bejang, A Life Lived, it's called. He's a Tibetan monk. Now, this was written when Bejang was 108 years old. He's still alive, and in the book they asked him, what is the secret to his long life? Now, the thing to remember is that monks are not lofty individuals. They're normal people, simple people like you and I, with the same problems. And this book is an attempt to show that very thing. It's translated into colloquial English, and I think it shows that these people high on a mountain in Tibet are just the same as you and me. This is what he said about living to a ripe old age. He says, the secret to long life is watching the sunrise, naming the birds as they come out every morning to sing their songs of joy, and eating only fresh local produce. These are the things that allow me to stay on this earth, and of course meditation, so that my mind and body carry no stress. And he says, but the one thing that helped me to live longer than anything else was 5 years ago, when I got rid of my wireless Hewlett-Packard printer that I bought to go with my home computer. Them wireless printers never work properly. And if there's one thing that really boils my piss, it's buying something that can be described at best as temperamental. Then he says that the bloody print cartridges cost enough. This is how they get you, you see. Anyway, says Bejang, I digress. Then you have to, like, reinstall the software. Well, where the hell is that? Put in your password. How do I know what that is? Fucking joke. So, to recap, it's the birds meditating, eating only fresh food from the local... And I'll tell you something else that'll give you a cardiac. Capital One Visa card. You lose your credit card given to you from these jokers. You know, you think it would be easy to cancel it. Oh, no. They make you download the app. The app tells you to phone the helpline. You know, then you've got to phone up some poor fucker on 2p a day in the Philippines who they've forced to rename himself, I don't know, Peter Johnson or something. Can't understand a word the geezer's saying. Oh, and don't start cancelling me for being racist. Jesus, you can't say nothing nowadays. Anyway, says Bejang, it's watching the sunrise, naming the birds. I just hope whoever nicked my card went and bought a fucking wireless printer. If there is a God, now that is what I call karma. So, it's the birds, the praying and that, and not buying a wireless home printer. Ethernet cable, I'm told I've got to get. Though what that looks like, fuck only knows. Anyway, namaste, he says. It's a wonderful read. Shalimar, Shack Attack, Shookademus and Pliers to you all. Yes, it's me, Clinton Baptiste, with another all-new paranormal podcast. Thank you to all the patrons that have come on board. And you could come on board, couldn't you? They could, couldn't they?
They could if you wanted to. Don't be a cheapskate.
Don't be a cheapskate. Not much. We're doing the...
Empty them pockets.
We're doing that. you know, the money sign next to the microphone.
Make it rain, sugar. Make it rain.
Make it rain, sugar. I don't know what that means, but it sounds fantastic. Make it rain, sugar. Show me the money, as someone said. Anyway, the point is, if you go to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste, you will have... There's videos. There's bloody animations. There's T-shirt offers.
It's too much if we're honest.
There's too much. Give me 20 quid, I'll even come round and have sex with you.
Oh, blimey. 20 quid, put your prices up.
I'll pay them. Anyway, the point is, ladies and gentlemen, that we do have with us the one and only Linda Pollock.
Hiya.
Hiya. What have you been up to this week, my love?
Well, it's not this week, it's this weekend. We're off to Blackpool, me and our Deborah.
What
to do?
We're
going on a jolly girls outing.
Oh, lovely. It's only so much jollification in Blackpool. Have you been there recently?
We're going to go along the prom chips.
Oh,
we're
going
to go
lovely.
To crazy girls drag night.
Yeah, but are you going to do anything good there? Sounds shy.
You might have a go on the big one.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I felt your pencil, didn't I?
Yeah, so you're going to go on the big one and it's going to be a Laura laugh.
We're going to have so much fun. It's been a very tough 2 years for everybody and I think the only thing necessary now is to go and have a proper knees up in Blackpool.
Oh, lovely.
In order to do that, of course, we have to remember our responsibilities as cat owners.
Absolutely. Now, cue a lot of boring talk about cats, but get through it nice and quickly,
I'm not
Linda.
Paying the veterinary nurse again. She's a rip-off and I think she went through my knicker drawer.
Go!
So we've got robot cat feeders now, and I've been training the babies to attend the cat feeders. They've got a little timer on there. I can record my voice, and I can call them, and they think I'm there.
Oh, my God. God, that sounds... No, seriously, what happens? You record your voice?
Yeah, so it goes off 3-4 times a day, depending on how many biscuits I've got.
Yeah.
And I press a thing, and I can record myself, and I go, babies!
Oh,
and they come running.
Oh, bless. And they can do that, and that's a robot cat feeder. So you can do that remotely.
Yeah, just set it up beforehand. You've got a battery there just in case the electricity goes off, because you know what it's like around here.
Oh, God. So you can do that while you're on the big one?
Yeah. God. Multitasking.
Multitasking! Talking of cats, which we were, this comes through this week, once again, from Stahl. If you're out there, Stahl, this will proper shit you up.
Spooky Stahl again.
Let's put on the music. Can we have the spooky music?
This one?
Right, OK, you'll like this, right. My uncle was once developing a house owned by an old woman who'd passed away. On her mantelpiece, there was a traditional weighted carriage clock under glass. And my uncle took it home as it looked really nice, apparently. What?
He nicked it. From a dead woman.
From a dead woman. No.
Oh, no. She's still alive. She's not dead yet.
Bloody hell, Stahl. It doesn't matter. Let's get on with the spooky bit. Never mind the thieving. Let's get on with the spooky bit. And the producers would like to point out that at no point was it suggested that Stahl's uncle stole anything from an old woman. But it does sound like it, Stahl.
Stahl has said it.
Anyway, it was over summer. Over the next few nights, there were cats that kept fighting outside. I told you it was about cats.
They weren't fighting.
Kept fighting outside. My uncle kept waking up and having to close the windows. One night, the cats were being really loud, howling and fighting. My uncle got up as usual to close the window. Auntie was also awake. They both got comfy in bed. The cat fighting was still just as loud. Turned out, it was coming from downstairs. They didn't have no cats. My uncle went downstairs to shoo away any cats who'd got into the house. Too much mention of cats. It was so loud coming from the lounge, he walked in. No cats! The howling was coming from the carriage clock. The weights on it were spinning really fast. He picked it up and put it in the bin outside, went back to bed. Next day, he got the clock and drove to the canal that was nearby, Five Rise Locks in Bingley. Don't care about that, but if anyone's out there is a carriage clock in there. If you want to have it now, it's been stolen by his uncle. You might as well take it.
Why don't you just put it back instead of disposing of
it? Put it back or go take it to, you know, what's his name? At the
Antiques Roadshow.
No, the other one. What's his name? Who does the repair shop. What's
yeah.
his name, that lad?
Fella.
Hey?
The fella.
The fella. You know, the one that everyone fancies.
The hat one.
Yeah, what's his name? If anyone would like to tell us the name of the man, it doesn't matter, let's get on with it. He threw the clock into the deep middle reach between the middle lock gate. He drove home, less than 5 minutes away, went into the lounge. The carriage clock was on the mantelpiece, dripping wet, yet no damage. He took it outside, poured a load of fuel on it, and burnt it in a really deep pile of barbecue coals. Hope these are of some help. Keep your very moving work going. Much love, Stahl. Now, first of all, he had no right to do that. No. It wasn't his bloody clock in the first place.
You don't touch an old woman's clock.
Do not touch an old woman's clock or even an old man's clock. Leave it alone! What did you think about that? Nice to have a proper spooky story, wasn't
it? I find it very interesting that these are all relations of Stahl and not Stahl himself. Almost like, you know, them lads at school that always had a girlfriend that went to a different school and you wouldn't know her.
That's it. That's it. Stahl, I put it to you that you went into an old lady's house and nicked a carriage clock. Yeah. Is that right?
And I think the howling of the cats was actually your conscience.
Absolutely.
Riding away in your sleep.
Absolutely. Well, Stahl, I want to thank you very much for that. Yeah, I think it probably was you, wasn't it? It's not cat, it is your conscience.
Yeah.
It is your conscience.
Very simple psychological reason there, not paranormal. Next.
But keep them coming, Stahl. We did like them. Next, ladies and gentlemen, what I like to call the Y-Files. Ooh. Yes, it's the latest on the Yvette situation. Yvette Fielding, she will not come on this show. She will not even respond to me. This is the story thus far. How could I get in touch with Yvette? With Yvette, 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 Yvette.
Oh, hello, Tiggy Stewart.
It's Clinton Baptiste. I sent an email this week to you about Yvette Fielding.
Oh. Take a dead celebrity's dog for a walk and interrogate it for unknown details of the celebrity's life.
Well, you're a fucking troublemaker. That's what you are. Thank you.
Thank
Goodbye.
You.
This is from Brian. He says, my mate Bobby the Biscuit said he put new lino down in Yvette's kitchen.
Yvette's kitchen.
Are you a friend of hers? Do you know her?
I know exactly where she lives and the shops that she shops in.
Okay. And do you think she lives in that local area, does she? I mean, does she go into the town centre at all? And would you know roughly what time and which shop and where I could find her? And yeah, I know it sounds a bit odd.
I've got with me a poem I've written for her and some rather lovely 12 red roses. A little bit romantic.
Let's see if she's here.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is Yvette Fielding in, please? I've come quite a long way. And yet still they keep coming, these suggestions, how to get in touch with Yvette Fielding.
I mean, any normal man would just let it go.
Yeah.
She's obviously
well,
not
I
interested.
I can't let it go because she's one of my favourites. We do a very similar thing. Her podcast, not quite as good as mine. But I'd like to get her on the show. I think we could help each other in
some way.
You
would help her, wouldn't you, really?
Very much so. I could give... Look, this podcast, Andy, could give her the fillip that she needs, couldn't it?
Does she want the big time or not, is the
question.
Do
you want the big time? If you don't want it, Yvette, if you don't want it, you know, I'm offering you a chance here, my love. Do you understand?
I know there was acrimony, but we all know you've not been the same since Derek died.
Right. And for that reason, we're going now to... And I know it's been all over the press this week. We're going to contact Derek Acora, all right? I want to say this. For those people who don't know about Derek, there have been some amazing clairvoyant mediums over the years. Stanislava Tomcek, head of the International Society for Paranormal Research. Eusebio Palladino, a brilliant artist who spoke over 7 languages. And Derek Acora, who once played for Bootle Under 18 Reserves. This is what I wanted to tell you about Derek, actually. When I did my show, The Paranormalist Returns, which was a huge success, some of you came to see it, I'm sure. I did it in Liverpool at the Epstein Theatre.
Oh, right on his doorstep.
Yeah, but though why they named a theatre after a convicted paedophile who hung himself in prison, I do not know.
Oh.
But anyway, I did the show. And now, in the show, you might remember, I did a lot of stuff about Derek, about him being my hero. It was nothing nasty about it. And I started to mention Derek. And I kid you not, a voice came from the theatre. Come on, Clinton, you're better than that. Long live Derek. And very, very upset. And I nearly lost the audience at that moment. You know, and I had to say, I'm being nice about Derek.
They take care of their own
They really
You've
do.
Got to know that.
You make one quip about Cilla Black being able to eat an apple through a tennis racket, and they don't like it.
No, not our Cilla.
What a sense of humour. Let's not go on about the Liverpudlians, because I've got to go back there, and they've always been very, very nice. Anyway, listen, I just want to say this about Derek. I did copy him. We have the same hair. It's available on mail order from Wuhan, I think. Exactly the same. The only thing I will say about Derek, and he did have, you know, extraordinary skills. Why do you always do the voices from the past in Scouse?
I thought you'd know more about that, because you've channeled people. Do you?
Well, I do, but I do all the voice, can do all the accents.
Right,
but
okay.
Derek, he'd be like, you know, I'm Tutankhamun. It'd be like Tutankhamun from Birkenhead. It'd be more like Tutankhamdown. But we are going to get hold of him now. Can we just set up some of the furniture?
Right, now, I've got to say, I'm not altogether comfortable with this, but
right.
Probably because I've seen too many horror films.
Right. And would you think that Derek will come through today? Let me just get that out.
I'm surprised he's not, you know, a regular feature in most mediums shows,
well,
because he was always banging on about it in life, wasn't he?
That's right. I've got a few trinkets here.
All right.
That,
Oh, he was a magpie, wasn't
he? He was a magpie like that. And I've got... this ring was based on Derek. Let's get this together. You've got them joss sticks on.
Something like that.
Right, OK, put the spooky music on.
There we go.
Firstly, I call on Tarawak. Tarawak, are you there? Yes, he said.
Is he?
My spirit guide, Tarawak. Tarawak, I call on you.
Tarawak?
Hold on,
have you seen my good airbrush? Because
just
think
a minute.
I left it in the toilet last week.
Ignore that, Tarawak. I'm trying to get through. But can you? I'm trying to contact bloody... Well, come on, fucking it.
He was watching me eating biscuits.
Right,
I thought
okay.
He'd seen me brushing my hair.
Right, OK. Don't worry about her. Forget about the biscuits. I'm speaking to you. Yeah, me. Don't speak to her. Right, OK. Linda, I'm just trying to speak to Tarawak. Tarawak, I'm trying...
Is he talking Inuit or does he talk English?
Just a second, Tarawak. Look, I'm trying to get in touch with bloody Tarawak.
Yeah, but how does he talk?
He speaks like a... Tarawak, she wants to know how you talk.
Go on, do it.
Let's see if he can speak through me. Hold on.
Can you, please, Tarawak, can you enter Derek in front of me?
Speak through me, Tarawak! Can you?
I think that's a polar bear.
Yeah, he can't do it, he's got a slack cough. Tarawak, don't worry about that. Don't listen to Linda. Can you get on to Derek Ikara for me? He's saying he's... What's that, Tarawak? He says he's got... He's got hold of Sam.
You know, oh, the
you know,
spirit,
the spirit
guy.
Sam. And what's the matter with Sam? He's what? He's retired now. He's retired.
Lazy
Sam. Tarawak, oh, don't be like that. What are you like? Yeah. All right. Yes, you're number one now. He's funny. I can't say. A bit like that. You cheeky bastard, Tarawak. Okay. Right. No, let's do it now. Can you get on to Derek? Can you get hold of Derek for us? Derek is here.
Is he?
Yeah. He's not coming through me. Huh?
Mary loves death.
Jesus Christ, he's coming through. Linda?
Mary.
Oh, God. You're right, Lynn. Honestly, I think Derek has actually gone...
Sorry, doesn't he?
Bloody hell, something happened there.
I've got some tissues in my bag. No,
Derek, through me, please, not Linda. Leave Linda alone.
It must have been them boasters I had earlier on stuck in my throat a bit. Oh, dear.
Is it the Cadbury's boasters, or did he actually come through? Right.
Oh, dear.
He said he did enter you.
Did he?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Come on. Don't be silly.
Rude
I just
not
got
to
a bit of a cold. Right. Sorry about that, everybody.
Derek is here. Derek! Can you get hold of Yvette Fielding for me? I want her on the programme. You do your best. Hey, can you stop moving on the squeaky stool? I'm trying to speak to Derek. You'll do your best, Derek. All right, son. Yeah, OK. It's what? Golden Boy, 2:30. Hey, Doc. All right. He just came through you, Derek.
Stop it.
Linda there being very, very spooky. I think you might have the gift, Linda. I know you don't believe it.
I've got COVID.
All right, well, listen, that was Derek Acora for you. Quite an exclusive, I think you'll agree. Let's see if he can get hold of Yvette Fielding. Let's go to your shite phone messages.
One new message.
Hiya, Clinton. It's Jan. I had a spooky going down the other night. I was with a fella in the car park.
Hello, Clinton. I need to speak to you because I'm in this house and there's a lot of spirits. I can feel it. I can smell them.
You're right there, Clinton. It's a bit of a bad reception, but Hall's all right. Fucking.
Hi, Clinton. Many years ago, when we lived in a house, a big old house, we used to have pets that unfortunately died, and for a long time afterwards they would appear through sound or through impressions on the sofa. So we'd be sitting on the sofa and something would jump down from beside us on the sofa. Very, very peculiar. Very strange indeed. Anyway, that's my true ghost story. Hope you're well and the other side is kind to you. Bye-bye.
Now, this was an absolute corker. This is in Chat Fate and Fortune, where I get a lot of my stuff. And I like to weed out the charlatans, don't I?
Oh, there are so many.
Podcast. This is absolute. Our Romance is Straight Out of the Movies by Kate Craddock, 36. Let's read this one. I put the spooky music on. Spook sparked our passion.
Glancing at the man across the room, I felt drawn to him as our eyes met. I'm sure I know him from somewhere, I told my mate Laura. It was February 2019 and we were attending a paranormal investigation at a haunted pub in Talibanton Usk, Powys. After that, whenever I looked at him, he was looking at me.
Oh.
And I wasn't the only one who noticed. You keep staring at each other, Laura smiled as we drove home. The following day, the man, Matt Davis, messaged me on Facebook. We got chatting about our shared love of ghost hunting. I've loved the film Ghostbusters since I was a kid, he told me. I'm not a massive fan, I admitted, but there was something we did agree on. It's like I've known you forever, I typed. I feel the same, he replied.
Oh, it's lovely.
There was an obvious spark, so we arranged to meet up at another paranormal investigation at the same pub the following week. God, how haunted could it be?
Yeah.
Feeling butterflies in my stomach at the thought of seeing Matt again, I walked into the pub and there he was, dressed in a Ghostbusters costume. We spent the night chatting and Matt asked me out on a date. We went for a walk and yes, you guessed it, spent the whole time talking about Ghostbusters.
It sounds a bit odd, really. Be careful you meet on Facebook. What's the outfit? Go on, what happened? He went the outfit. Go on.
A short while later, when I went to his house for a romantic movie night, there was only one film on the cards.
Don't tell me, Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters,
yeah. You're a fucking idiot.
Matt's it's like my friend Jade's brother Ben wore his Spider-Man outfit till the knees fell out, but he was 4.
Yeah, this is slightly different. This bloke's roughly the same age, about 36. Go on.
Matt's enthusiasm for the film was infectious. Well, it sounds like you had to have it. And it soon won me over. I became a Ghostbusters fan too. No, you're
Jesus
a Matt fan, love. Don't mix it up. Then in November, we moved together at Brecon Powys, along with all of Matt's Ghostbusters
memorabilia, yes.
Hats, figurines, special edition DVDs, you name it.
Start running, love. Start running. He sounds like an absolute nutcase. Go on.
Not long afterwards, we even started our own paranormal investigation team, K&M Paranormal, inspired by our shared hobby and his favourite movie,
Ghostbusters.
But in February 2020, we took things to another level when we bought an old Rover hearse.
Oh, God.
And converted it into an Ecto-1 car, just the one like the one in the film. Now, whenever we drive it to our ghost hunts, people stop us in the street to look and take photos, which, of course, is the point. Attention.
Yeah.
I've even got my own Ghostbusters costume.
Jesus Christ.
Which I put on. Don't.
which I put on when we hold charity events, and Matt wears his on our paranormal investigations. Let's be honest, every day.
No, that is just cheapening what I do.
It's a real icebreaker if guests are feeling a bit nervous.
Yeah.
We've had lots of spooky experiences during our investigations. On one, at a haunted manor house, we communicated with a tragic maid who was murdered by the lord of the manor after she got pregnant with his baby.
That's a familiar one.
And on another, at the haunted Skiridin in Abergavenny, Monmouthshire, Matt saw the spirit of a lady walk past the doorway.
Right.
She's probably thinking, who's that twat in the Ghostbusters outfit?
Yeah.
There's no doubt that it's thanks to Ghostbusters that Matt and I came together. It was meant to be. Who are you going to call?
Well, not this tit for a kickoff. That was a lot of fun. And don't forget, if you do want to get any of these wonderful stories, go to fateandfortunemagazine.co.uk. Take a break, Fate and Fortune. Now, this is a fascinating one. According to the Daily Star, the UK is running out of ghosts as old spirits are dying off, paranormal experts said. Yeah, I'd put it down to Nigel Farage. He kicked out all of the Eastern European spirits. He's only got our lot, and they're bloody lazy, our lot.
Can't be bothered
to do any haunting. Paranormal expert and author Dr. Paul Lee, made up doctorate, believes the producer would like to just point out that he might not have had a made up doctorate, but he believes the UK has been running out of ghosts as aging spirits are currently dormant or have moved on to the other side. Britain is running out of ghosts due to the number of aging spirits. Well, can't be right. Can I just say, Dr. Paul Lee, a bad workman always blames his tools.
Yeah, maybe they're just not talking to you.
They're not talking to you, you dickhead. Let me tell you, I've had no trouble with ghosts. Maybe you're not doing it right.
You're batting them off with a shitty stick, aren't you?
In fact, I've got a few ghosts coming through now. Yeah, they don't like working for you, Paul. Poor conditions, mate. No one can flourish with you. You're the P&O of ghost hunting, you are. Experienced ghosts have all gone. You've got all the new cheap shit ones on fiver an hour.
Maybe you should stop moaning about them, Paul.
Yeah, stop moaning. Physician, heal thyself. Linda. I mean, you. In recent weeks, you've even managed to pick up a few ghosts. This case is not doing it wrong. Yeah! Honestly...
I just had a cough. I don't know what you're on about.
Honestly, this lady, she's picked up a couple of things. The first week, you picked up something from Wales, didn't you? That soon cleared up. But
after that,
you picked up that, and then you picked up Derek Acora. Who's the clairvoyant round here, you or me?
Well, that's a big question, isn't it,
that's
really?
It's a big question. Look, we've got an amazing story coming up now. Do you know this country... the TV show with Daisy May Cooper and Charlie Cooper.
I've heard of it, but it doesn't sound like my sort of thing, really.
Try to join in a little bit, Linda. We've got... this is going to make you feel stupid. We've got a bloke who's the star of it.
Oh!
Yeah, that one. You love it. This country, love it.
I must watch.
You must watch. Paul Cooper, great friend of mine. And this is when I spoke to him earlier this week. Listen to these stories.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, goodness me, absolutely honoured. Honoured to have this gentleman with us. Now, I know that everyone loves it, this country. You know this country? I've got none other. I've got all the stars. Martin Mucklow from This Country. The one and only Paul Cooper. Are you reading me?
I am.
Are you? Where are you down this Cirencester? Somewhere like that?
Cirencester in the Cotswolds, yeah. Close to where This Country was filmed.
Very, very spooky, isn't it, down there, Paul?
Incredibly spooky, yeah. It's a lot of history down here and highwaymen and all sorts. So,
ooh,
yeah,
incredibly. Well, I know that you've got lots you want to tell us. For once, a serious paranormalist. And let me just put on my spooky music and add some effects. There we are. The stage is yours, Paul.
Well, we used to live in Berkshire, and during my teenage years...
Yeah, no one likes to show.
We had lived in a Jacobean house, you know, really old, you know, what's that, a 16 something or other. And a room was haunted. It was the spare room. And freezing when you went in there, it was just really cold. Yeah. I never saw anything, but three different people who were unaware of this ghost saw an old man sitting on the end of the bed.
Bloody hell.
Not sure what he was doing.
But did they wake up and see him, or they just came
yeah,
in?
Yeah, they woke up and saw him. Two of them, these are three separate occasions. Mm. Two of them had dogs, and the dogs went mad and started, you know, the heckles went up and started growling. Very, very odd. But it was just the atmosphere, you know, it was just the atmosphere that was really, really strange. And my father was just completely, you know, and that was absolutely rubbish. But then he had an experience later on, which he kind of told me, really matter-of-factly. This was another place that he lived in Wallingford in Oxfordshire. And he actually saw a ghost.
Okay, can I ask you, first of all, just to go back, what did the old man look like? Were they specific about the old man? I mean, was he dressed in olden day clothes and that?
Yeah, olden day clothes, kind of Victorian type thing, a classic ghost, really. You know, he was the kind of stereotype bloke ghost.
Stereotypical ghost sitting on the end of the bed. Was he masturbating, Paul, or was it just ghostly things, rattling some chains?
Well, all three people that had stayed in that room were women, and they were partial to old men masturbating over them, so that may have been...
Who isn't, Paul? Horrible! Well, goodness me!
Yeah, I think they thought it was ectoplasm or something, but awesome. You know, he put them right on that. Right. It was green, anyhow.
It was green. Well, when is it not? It must have been doing something... Anyway, good matter. Right, Paul, what are you going to move on to say? All ghost wanking aside, let's move on to the other scary thing. Your dad.
Yeah, so my father then moved, and he was in Wallingford and living alone at this property. And you reached this property by... there was a kind of door in the wall in the street, and it opened up into a very narrow courtyard with three houses around it. Mm-hmm. And we were there one day, and the neighbour knocked on the door and said, "Oh, Bob, did you... see the resident ghost?" He said, "No, I missed it." I said, "What the hell is this about?" And he said, "Well, there's this old guy." Well, not old guy, it's from olden times, the Middle Ages. And he just walks along the courtyard and disappears into the wall. And my father really just matter-of-factly said, and he's got the expression on his face looks like he's damned for all time. And he told this story, and apparently two or three times a month, this ghost and the three people who live in the courtyard see him walking into the wall.
What was the expression? "You damned full time."
Damned for eternity. Damned for eternity.
God, well, he's got that look.
That's a look.
What does that look like? Like, shit.
Yeah, that's kind of everything has come at once. You know, I mean, that really is, isn't it? All your doom laden. You know, I mean, that's a look. I don't think I've ever seen that look. But.
Well, you would have seen it
you know, when you see my last series, that a podcast series, you'd have seen it then, after all the hard work I had to do with all the people turning up and paying some people to turn up. You might have seen that sort of look on my face, not knowing if anyone would listen. But can I just say, I have been flippant. I am, as you know, I'm a mystical man. I'm a paranormalist, a supernaturalist. Yeah, okay. So I do take this seriously. But as you were a comic actor, I've treated it lightly. But I do see, Paul, that there is something in it. And I believe you're going to go on and tell us something that really will shit me up.
Well, it's just bizarre. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, the stereotypical old man. Mm. And it kind of falls into categories, isn't it? Old men, women, very often kind of maids and whatever, headless horsemen. So there's a horse involved. Yeah. Dogs and cats, and that's pretty much it.
So soldiers, sort of soldier type.
Soldiers, yes, centurions going up the road. But I used to live in North Devon, which was, and apologies to people there now, the most backward place on the planet. And
I've been to Bouncable, no need to apologise, mate. That's a racing certainty, mate.
I was born, and this guy from North Devon, it was in the papers, and he said that he saw a dinosaur ghost.
Ow! Now you're talking. What? What sort of thing?
A T-Rex.
A T-Rex.
And I thought, well, why not? Why fucking not? You see cats, dogs. Why not? Well, why do humans, cats, and dogs, and headless horsemen have the majority of this? What about, you know, a ghost bee or something? You know, I mean, why not? What?
You're absolutely right. Bloody hell. My God. Do you know, in all my years of paranormal investigation, I've never so much come across as, let's say, a Diplodocus floating through the room. You know,
that's a Tyrannosaurus big ghost.
Like, yeah. Goodness me.
And so apparently just going down the high street, Biddeford High Street.
Wasn't one of those floats they have, and where people black up round those ways, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I just thought, but he was very adamant, and I thought, well, why not? I mean, there was a hell of a lot of dinosaurs around. I mean, there's got to be one ghost, surely. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, terrifying in the flesh, but even more frightening, floating down Biddeford High Street. I shouldn't laugh, because these things I am interested in, you know, all that is beyond. But I'm also now, intrigued by the ghost bee. The ghost bee! Jeez.
I mean, how would you know? Is it a little bit phosphorous or something? I don't know. I don't know how you would...
A bit fuzzy, but they always are, aren't they, bees?
A little Victorian outfit or something? Or...
Yeah, how would you know where it had come from, this bee? Well, Paul, what a wonderful story. And I think what I might do is do a little bit of research on Jurassic ghosts. And is that...
That would be good.
Is that the end of your spooky happenings?
Yeah. I think you can't go any further. And probably that's the look of that guy's face was damned for eternity when you see a fucking T-Rex ghost walking down Biddeford High Street. That's the look.
Well, that is the look. No wonder he ran into a bleeding wall. Jeez. Well, Paul Cooper, you have absolutely taken the prize for the most exciting ghost. And I want to thank you very much for that. Paul, what do you want to tell us? Now we've got a bit of a chance to get your breath back. What have you got coming up? What can we enjoy from the canon?
I'm not doing a huge amount. Look out for a film called The Fence. I'm in The Fence, which is an 80s. I think it's going to be a bit of a cult movie, based in the 80s, The Fence. So filmed in around Bristol.
Oh, my God.
So, that's about it, really.
That's what I like about you. In such a tiny island in which we live, you do all your stuff around that area, southwest in the country. It's fantastic. Brilliant.
Don't move. Yeah.
I love it. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I think we can agree that Paul Cooper is the best bloody guest we've had on this thing. We haven't had many, let's be fair, but he's absolutely superb. Paul, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you.
And on the 22nd, I'm coming to do a charity football match with Paul and some of the celebrities. Yes, thank you. I am one. All right, Paul, lots of love.
Yeah, thanks very much indeed.
Fading now, son. Fading now. Just time to go to our headlines in the paranormal press. Those headlines to really give you the willies tomorrow morning. Chat, it's fate, are going with tarot. After my dad died, I paid a local tarot card reader for a reading every day for 6 weeks, who finally revealed the truth and just spunked me inheritance on the bloody readings. Haunted magazine have an article about a ghost clown who haunts a newly married couple. Luckily, a top medium is ushered in who forces the clown to make the long journey back to the afterlife. He gets him in his car where he shuts the door, the wheels fall off, and the steering wheel comes away and he fucking hands. Spooky! Whilst Fate and Fortune revisit pop star Sting and his 7-hour tantric sex with his wife. Sting says, I know no better way of expressing love for a partner. Really? Jesus! I thought I was doing well with a bottle of Blossom Hill and a packet of Walking Sensations. Here, love. Sting, after 7 hours, I expect he does. And those are your spiritual headlines when you wake up tomorrow. Well, we come to the end of yet another successful episode of the Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast. Linda, my darling, will you come back next time?
Well, let's see if I survive the big one this weekend.
Let's see if Linda survives the big one.
In a ghost up my fanny.
And we will see you next week. All right, my darling, lots of love.
Take care.
Take care, guys. Spirits fading now. Fading now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You all right? Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.